Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good evening and welcome. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, broadcasting from the Cradle of Liberty right here in Philadelphia, Philly Freedom. And I'm just so glad that you have chosen to be with us either live or delayed. And we love those podcasters too. Love those podcast downloaders, I should say. Well, you know, almost everybody's doing a podcast today, so that would probably be relevant as well. So kudos to those that believe in free speech. And that's what I'm going to get to. Free speech versus reckless speech. Now, the Infowar monster, Alex Jones, AJ, and I affectionately called him, not so affectionately called him, the bullhorn bully. And I've remained reasonably silent in the last couple of years. And some might say, well, why have you not opposed and exposed him further? And I said, well, it's because he proved that he was not an insider or a New World Order person. He wasn't a traitor, but he is an opportunist. And he's amassed an enormous wealth at your expense, many of you. So because he defended Donald Trump and he didn't just go conspiracy nutso, and he really got behind him, I said, you know, I'm going to cut him some slack. So now there is a true info war. But just like Donald Trump, that brings a lot of heat on himself because of the way he tweets and the way it's more his style than the substance of his messaging. Jones brought a lot of this onto himself. Now, there are terms of service. There are rules of engagement. I know sometimes they're unequally applied or unequally enforced. But when you have this mania of a maniac, a madman, he is a lunatic. There's no question about that. The information is dubious at best. And hey, I was one of those deans prior to him that trafficked in conspiracy theories, but actually conspiracy facts and truth. I don't have a problem with calling him bullhorn bully, because you can go to videos of rallies that he has interjected himself and has imposed his will in a bullying way and taken over rallies because he has to be the center of attention. Now, some of you say, well, he's a crusading patriot. Could you imagine him dressed up as a founding father? I mean, really? I'm not talking about the pudgy nature of the bulldog. I'm talking about the fact that, is he a role model? Of course not. Now, you've seen his apish antics. I mean, he's a psychotic peddler of fear. He's a fearmonger. I mean, you want to speak of Anger Management, Inc., and doom and gloom, dude? Insane and inane? Well, that's him. A buffoon at times? Yes. A freak show? Yes. A black eye and blight on the patriot, liberty, freedom movement? Yes. And many that have been around the block realize that you can't traffic in half-truths. You can't traffic in exaggerations, in hyperbole. And sometimes just blatant, bold-faced lies. You just can't do it. But he does. And there's been a lot of fallout. A lot of people have moved on to other programs. They've moved on to other things. Sometimes they listen in for, you know, some of the antics. And he said in his legal trial that he's a showman. That a lot of what he says and does, he doesn't believe. Well, maybe that's true. But yeah, the circus comes to town. And I know people that have worked with this guy. Vicious, venomous, vendetta wars. It really bothers me that he has misled and misfed so many up-and-coming patriots in the making. And then they go and check out these things and realize a lot of falsity, a lot of hype and hyperbole, prevarication, and sometimes just blatant lies. So is it a freak show? Yeah, it is. But does he have the right to traffic in whatever it is? Half-truths, sometimes it's truthful, sometimes he does a service, sometimes it's a disservice. Well, yes, absolutely. When you have a contract, like, for instance, he has his own little network called InfoWars. And he has David Knight and various others, and some of them are actually pretty good. But he doesn't put everybody on his little online network and news site. It's just like a lot of these online networks, when they they cry foul because someone decides to pull them because it's the material doesn't really mesh with their audience. It's not appropriate. Maybe there's been complaints. Maybe there are violation in terms of service that agreements that you don't uphold. But I do believe that there is such a thing as censorship, and that there is a tech monolithic, monopolistic monster that we have. Just like I was a fan of Teddy Roosevelt and the fact that he was a trust buster. And I've always been anti mega corporations and monopolies. And that's where I differed greatly with the Republican Party, because corporations have always been their friends. Well, they've kind of been the friends of Democrats too. But corporations are creatures of the state, and they're artificial beings, and that they wield enormous power, and they're shielded, because corporations have limited liability, and so they're protected. They're a protected class, and so we know that Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms, they say, well, there are some competing factors. Well, there really is not a lot of competition out there. Now, I think it is smart that if you're involved in an info war, no pun intended, have that traffic come to your site. Create alternative vehicles. You've been calling for this all the time, and you say there's this conspiracy against you. Well, then, and apparently there's a lot of people coming to his aid. There are a lot of people that maybe they don't particularly like him. Just like there's a lot of people that don't particularly like the president, President Trump, because of his style and because of, his personality. And so there are some interesting parallels between these two individuals, because you have dysfunctional personalities, you have a lot of abnormalities and disorders. But Trump, at least I believe, is doing it for the right reasons. I mean, he already has plenty of wealth, so he's not in it. Matter of fact, he donates his paycheck. I think it comes out every month, maybe it's every quarter, whatever it is. But you always see him donate to certain charities or certain parts of government that he feels are doing a good job or could use the money. it'll go in a second, but nevertheless, symbolic as it might be, the reality is he is donating all his earnings. And many of his companies are suffering because of the political backlash. But Jones, on the other hand, is living an opulent lifestyle, continues to get richer and richer. And it's not just selling. And again, I'm into alternative healing and herbs and all that. And I cannot speak to how legitimate his products are, and I'm not even going to go there because I don't take them, and I would not send one single wooden nickel to him. How can you in good conscience support a man that is off his rocker, that really has reckless disregard for the truth? He's not a patriot. And those that say, oh, well, he professes to be a Christian. Well, he seems more demonic to me and deranged. But if you really want to believe that, but I'll tell you, he would not suit up well with the founding fathers. And the founding fathers were not bullies. The founding fathers were educated and articulate, and they were, well, they weren't always polite and they weren't always gentlemen, but for the most part, they were. And they weren't going to bully a kid or a woman. And you can, hey, look up the videos and see what he's done in Austin. Talk to other talk show hosts that have worked with him over the years. So I might take some heat for this. But I'm speaking only for myself and my views of being in the Freedom Patriot Constitutional Truth movements for this many years. I am not going to come to his aid. But I do believe that any contracts, any service agreements should be equally administered. There should be justice and equity and fairness. But that's about as far as I can go with that, with all due respect. But I'm going to be talking about this some more because freedom issues. I have an interesting article that coincides with what I was saying about pets. So we're going to get to that on the lighter side. We are going to talk about a little bit of Amarosa. It sounds like a nasty drink, and that's really what it is, a low-life drink. And so we got a lot to get to tonight. I'm worked up, as you can tell. We'll be right back. Hold tight, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-M. That's 1-800-716-4879, promo code DON, D-O-M.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Okay, we're trying to keep it real and rational. That's what we try to do here. And yes, I do believe in conspiracy theories, actually conspiracy truths and facts. And I'm the first to admit that I was one of the pioneers you had Art Bell bringing the paranormal conspiracy. I was more the political conspiracies. You know, we got to real issues. And if I didn't know, I just simply said, I don't know. Or I'd have a guest on and I would challenge them so that we could try to get to the bottom of these things. But when you get to Pizzagate and Sandy Hook and pretend like there's crisis actors and none of these events are real, just like with 9/11, I mean, I know people that were there in New York City that saw the planes. And it's not to say that the government didn't play some role in covering up, maybe some role in even allowing for those planes to, you know, to enter the airwaves. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can slice and dice this. But I love when people say, oh, it was an optical illusion. It was a complete sham. Yeah, tell that to the family. Oh, that's right. There were no burials. There really were no victims. The whole thing was from a movie stage. Come on. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. And it's not just AJ and the bullhorn. I mean, there's others out there online that traffic in things that they know down deep. It's all hype. And it's all about selling a book or a tape or a podcast or whatever it is. And to me, it's the truth, nothing but the truth, that really matters. It's the heart of the matter. It means everything. If you have, in terms of your reputation, and you've probably heard this, I think even Michael Savage talked about that. If you don't have your reputation, you don't have anything. But I've always talked from the frame of reference that I learned in my communication classes that credibility is everything. And credibility is believability. And if you're not believed and if you're not credible, then and that means you're not trustworthy. That means you don't – trust is something you have to earn. And you have to produce on the air consistently. It doesn't mean that there couldn't be room for human error and that there could be an explanation that maybe, you at the time what you thought was true, maybe you have to amend. That's all well and good. And the problem is that there's fake news everywhere. And that there are these showmen, and there are people, and it goes beyond AJ and the bullhorn. There's people that are in major syndicated roles. Just for instance, when Jones tells you he's on 200 plus stations, well, I know a little bit about schedules and stations, and he hasn't even top 100. So he's lucky if he's top 50. But the point is that he is on some stations, some he actually pays for, but that's fine. And yes, he does have a huge audience. And, you know, but he loses some of that audience and he gains some because of all the controversy. You know, controversy sells. And some people like the dog and pony show. Some people like the circus. Some people, remember Geraldo Rivera was very popular for a time when he created all that chaos in his television show. And Jerry Springer was very popular for a while. And, you know, even Billy Cunningham took that route and was doing trash TV for a while just to earn extra money. You know, I could never, ever do that. You know, I it's really funny. When I think of AJ and the bullhorn, and he says Fox News offered him a TV show, that's a lie, a blatant lie. They would just never be that crazy to do that, okay? The furthest they went was the Beck clown, the crybaby, the goofball with the goggles, okay? That's about as far as they'd go in terms of controversy. And that's really not that controversial. But they would never have him on. I mean, look at him. I mean, all you got to do is watch videos. If you think I'm in any way exaggerating the exaggerator, simply look at, I mean, that's a madman. That's a menacing madman. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. You know, so has he done some good? Yes. Has he told some truths? Yes. Did he help Donald Trump to some degree? Yes. But I do know, and I'll go nameless with some of these hosts that will go on a show. They say, well, I don't care whether he's telling the truth or not, as long as he allows me to promote my website, my newsletter, my book, and my show. Well, I would never do that. The only way I'd go on a show like his or something of that equivalent would only be to debate or to confront. I would not use it as a selling platform. I just couldn't do it. I can't sell my soul. I couldn't sell out. I wouldn't do it. So I just have real issues with people that are opportunists, that are showmen. Now, what is the truth in those legal transcripts? Do you say what you mean and mean what you say? Do you believe what you say? Or is it just a big show? And are the manic outbursts, you know, these maniacal meltdowns, are they real? I mean, beck and cry at a beck and call. So maybe these meltdowns and these manic moments are also staged. I don't know. I do know there's a lot of cigarettes, a lot of caffeine, and a lot of herbal products being done, and other things I've heard, but I don't know for sure, so I'm not going to say. But when you get all amped up like that, it's almost like a steroidal monster. And some of these things I've seen, I just can't believe it. I mean, it's just that outrageous. It's just that crazy. I mean, it really is absolute lunacy. So I just hope he gets treatment. I just hope that at some point, maybe he's, you know, he gets some mental help. But the bullying thing really does bother me. And again, you can see those videos and the gun rights rallies and where he's interjected himself, where he loves putting the bullhorn. Do you know the gal that's on CRTV now? She's of Asian descent. She has been a guest on a lot of the Fox shows. Her name escapes me for the moment. But she was at some rally, and he went up with his bullhorn and put it right in her face. She's like 5'2", a little tiny gal. And very articulate, very smart, actually makes a lot of good points. And for whatever reason, he wanted to bully her. So that's why I'm worked up, because I don't like bullies. And I don't like people being misled and misfed. I don't like half-truths. I don't like people that use apish antics, that are just cruel and crazy. And then have people, well, at least he wants you to believe that he's a born-again patriot, that he's actually a modern-day founding father. the founding fathers did not act in such bizarre and ridiculous ways. Okay? So when you see some of those behaviors and you see the way the president acts, and again, I want this president reelected. There probably will never, I don't know, but probably never, ever another America First president. And so I'm totally supportive of the America First agenda. Absolutely, positively. We'll be back. Hold tight. More to come.
Hi folks, so many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No, you need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
I'm getting older, and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
With the recent volatility in the stock market, the days of buying, holding, and not diversifying your portfolio are gone. It's time to take control of your money and learn how to secure your financial future. Hi, I'm Scott Bauer, the CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, where we teach you to trade stocks, options, cryptocurrencies, and wealth management techniques in the most powerful setting available. In a live signal room where you follow along with me and my expert coaches in real time while we trade in our online interactive rooms during live market hours. You'll learn the same techniques our coaches and members use daily in a group or one-on-one setting. I am so confident in our trade and investment techniques that I'm going to let you try it out for free today. Call 1-800-224-1733 and leave me your email address on my voicemail to get your password. That's 1-800-224-1733. 1-800-224-1733.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. So glad you can be with us. We are live, and all I can say is that I'm a little bit amped up because I really believe that this is a noteworthy subject. I know it ruffles some feathers, but I believe trafficking in the truth and nothing but the truth is all that matters. And credibility is believability, and it really does mean a whole lot to me and should mean a lot to you. When you, let's just say you were to talk to your friends and you want to engage them in conversation about a conspiracy theory. It might be a conspiracy truth, in fact, quite frankly. And you want to put together the evidence to support your claims. If you mention AJ and the bullhorn, your credibility goes right out the window. They just laugh at you. They just think that, oh, have you ever watched him? You think that this is a person of believability, credibility, that you could rely on, that you would trust? Absolutely, positively not. So I believe that rational versus irrational, sensible versus sensational, sane versus the insane, factual versus fictional, truth versus the fake, the phony, real versus unreal, fearless versus fearful, empowered versus powerless. We should not have to depend on any one individual, any one show. They're not our salvation. He is no hero. He is no role model. But I really believe, and when you hear like lunatic fringe, and you look at him, you go, oh, okay. So some people, when they use this term crisis actors, and some people want to believe that the government sends people out, and they're not true shootings, and there's not these are a lot of these events are fully staged and almost like a Hollywood production. Well, when you look at his ascension and you look at his opulence and you look at his lifestyle, you might think, did someone position him? Did someone put him in place to give us this black eye and bruising? Because I'm telling you that if you bring up conspiracy theories, conspiracy facts of history, and if they'll point to this guy, this lunatic. That's not to say that everything he says or does is untrue or false or that it's an exaggeration. But so much of it is. So when you can't sift through the fact versus fiction, the hype and the hyperbole versus the reality and what really did happen, And when you look at someone that is so unsavory and so unstable, it really does blemish our credibility. I mean, it's the black eye of the movement, the freedom, liberty, patriot, truth, constitutional movement. But nevertheless, it's not just AJ and the bullhorn, but there's others that because they decided early on that Trump was our only answer. He was our only political salvation. That's a fact. That's true. I mean, our republic was dangling by a mere thread. And if it wasn't for someone like Donald Trump that could push our agenda, that it is our agenda, America First, and the Constitution, and our rights, and our freedoms, and preserving the American way of life. And I love the fact that he took on the Bushes and the Clintons and the New World Order and their neocon destiny, because really that's what their cause and destiny is. You know, these neocon wars and interventionism. And so you finally had somebody, although Pat Buchanan was our hero in the 90s and tried, but he didn't have the funding, didn't have the name recognition. He was up against an incumbent, so that was very difficult. But he still called out Papa Bush and Bush's globalist New World Order. And I love the fact that he called him King George, because George Bush Sr. was acting like King George. And I just wish that Pat Buchanan would have teamed with, could you imagine if he had been the vice presidential nominee? And I know that Pence, you know, won over all the evangelical right, and he won over all the traditional Republican conservatives. And he's a good man. As a matter of fact, many don't realize this. And, you know, unless you really are keeping up with things and the facts and the figures are coming fast and furious with news events, legitimate news events, as well as staged news events, as well as phony and fake and manipulated. We've talked about that. But Mike Pence was a radio talk show host. He ran for Congress originally in Indiana, and he lost, I think he lost one race. He may have lost a second, I'm not sure, but he took some time off. And because he was a guest on a lot of these talk shows, sometimes these politicos, if they're articulate and they, you know, can handle the give and take of debate, and you know they're interesting, they sometimes get a request, a job offer. And Pence did, and he was a popular radio local talk show host, and that's kind of cool. But Pence is he's seemingly a very good man. But I'll tell you, if President Trump is impeached, if he's befallen by the deep state, the rogue administration, the New World Order, then he'll go back to business as usual. And you'll get a little America First there. You get a little neocon. You'll get a little bit of religious right, conservatism. But he'll comport himself in a more dignified way, which is good. But a lot of the agenda in terms of the border wall, in terms of our protection of our sovereign national government and our country would not be anywhere near as strong. And I shudder to think if something were to happen to the president. And again, I don't think that, I mean, I know that he would manage things and he would do a reasonably good job, but we really need the Trump wrecking ball. We need the bull in the China closet. We just need him to be more strategic and more prepared and more polished and more, I mean, just like the Bible says, and I've mentioned this in past weeks, that be, you know, sly as a serpent, harmless as a dove. That's what we need. So this kind of, I think I've said enough about the bullhorn bully. I might mention a few other things, but this whole Amarosa sounds like a really sour drink, right? And a real low-life drink. Well, I mean, she was just a moody and miserable celebrity wannabe, a very low-grade reality star. So why did Trump actually recruit her, or at least maybe she recruited herself, but for whatever reasons, he put her into a position in the White House some public liaison position. I'm some fake phony. And you talk about fake news. I mean, that was a fake job. But I think part of it was that she played to his ego. He loves the flattery, false or real flattery. She was a loyalist at the time. And she also was a black female, which, you know, I know, you know, we've got the HUD secretary, you know, his former competitor, Ben, there, but Ben Carson. But I really think that played a part in this. But this is a woman that she was a difficult woman. Yeah, that's right, Hillary. I'll use that word. She was difficult to deal with as a contestant on the Apprentice show. And so he knew what he was in for. But he seems to like these misfits and this cast of characters. Look at the Scaramouche. He lasted, what, 11 days, I think? That vulgar and vain and ridiculous person. Do you know that the Scaramouche, whatever, that little dweeb that was his press secretary for a short time? Or actually, no, he's communications director. And then he was leaking like a sieve, and he was supposed to stop the leaks. And he made it about himself and wanted to be interviewed here, there, and everywhere. This guy was actually on a European vacation with the gal that left Fox News that was the pet of Roger Ailes. You know, Kimberly, who was married to the former mayor of San Francisco, who is running for governor of California. Yeah, and then now she's with Don Jr. Go figure. Talk about trophy hunting, right? We'll get to that, too, with that. Right back.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's the claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No, no, no. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Hey, folks, guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea. We love this tea. Time after time, week after week, we love this tea. Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you disease starts in the gut. So log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
I'm getting older. and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back. That's true. That's right. That's me. And let me just say, I am a seeker of the truth. I am a truth teller to the best of my ability. And if you don't have credibility, then you have nothing. Okay? So that's why this discussion tonight is so relevant. I want to thank WXME in the great state of Maine carrying us live. Thanks so much to Tom and Alan and the good folks there. I want to thank KSLM in Salem, Oregon, coming up in about 2 hours. KCAA in Southern California in 3 hours. And K-Star Radio Network online. And, of course, TalkStreamLive.com. Talk right, alt media. All platforms, all apps that carry this program, that carry this podcast. My website is TomDonahueReports.com, TomDonahueReports.com. All the information as it relates to this program, this show, and you can go back in the vault, check out the archives. And I've been trying to label them, so as a refresher, as a reminder of some of the things we have covered in this power-packed hour. I wanted to get to a couple other things, and it was kind of dovetails with what I was talking about last week, and that is that the conflicting messaging coming out of the White House, and that comes from his wife, that comes from his daughter. Now, who cares really all that much about what the daughter thinks? So if she doesn't want to believe there's fake news or that many of them are not enemy of the people, you don't need to be addressing that. And then Melania, okay, so you want to watch CNN and you don't want to watch Fox on Air Force One. Who cares? And then you want to, I think that the president sometimes goes after these sports figures, which really, talk about hero worship that's undeserving. I mean, that's great that they have athletic prowess, but they're not heroes. Many of them are zeros, okay? But it's sometimes not what you say, but how you say it. And there are times where Pat Buchanan had this kind of going on in the 90s. He would say things and people thought it was a little bit racially tinged, which it wasn't, but it was perceived that way. Then you have the president that when he goes after certain sports figures, legendary sports figures, many people perceive it as an attack on black athletes. I don't believe that to be the case, but again, when he was talking about LeBron James and you're talking about the IQ and Don Lemon, and then Melania came out and talked about all the good works because of building the school and what he's done in terms of philanthropic and charitable efforts. But again, to me, he's got to get these internal conflicts on the home front, in the White House, in his cabinet departments. There's just too much chaos, too much conflict, too many contradictions, and it shouldn't be this way. I mean, if anyone's working in that cabinet, they've been appointed, and then many of them, of course, have been given Senate approval. But and yes, there are some independent-natured positions, but for the most part, they're supposed to be implementing the president's policies. They're supposed to be advocates for the agenda of the president. And we're now finding that there's these rogue elements and these administrators, these cabinet post individuals beyond the deep state that are also undermining the president. And he's got to get this under control. And I was just thinking about the Democrats concerning they're concerned about election interference and hacking. And there is no greater election interference than our porous border, where you have breaking and entering. Isn't it interesting that if someone were to break and enter someone's residence, let's say the congressman or the senator, and they would want them charged? But you can break and enter into the country, and they shouldn't be charged. And they barricade, or blockade, I should say, the building of the wall that's supposed to protect our nation state, that's supposed to protect our southern border, that's supposed to protect us against all enemies, okay, all invaders. And they don't care. So really, it's their efforts that are contributing more to the downfall of our great country. And so they want to embrace lawbreakers. Well, then so many of them are, too. Now, when I talk about deranged and demonic Dems, I'm talking about mostly the hierarchy. I'm talking about the party itself in terms of the higher levels. There's a lot of good folks that they might be a Republican, they might be a Democrat, they could be an independent. I'm not talking about the common folks. I'm talking about like the Michael Moores, the Bernie Sanders, you know, and the Nancy Pelosi's. Okay. So back to which is one of my favorite subjects beyond conspiracy truths and political realities. And I'm talking about realities, not reality television, which is really fake and phony and contrived, media in these shows. But I was just thinking about what I said about the trophy hunting and the fact that these majestic animals are under siege. And I also talked about, I was watching this show, that this veterinarian and just various things. And the Cat Act on America's Got Talent, AGT. Well, it was an article, like I think it was the day after. We posted it at TalkStreamLive.com. But in this article, it came from what's called Study Finds. These are actual studies. It's a publication. It's an online website called studyfinds.org. And the survey that was done in the UK, it said pet owners in general are happier, healthier, and wealthier than non-pet owners. And I said, well, there you go. There, I mean, now I don't know about being more prosperous, but I do know that there are some very positive benefits of having animals in your life. And it does work in many ways. And I think it makes you a better person. I think it also, it's been known to bring down blood pressure, and it's been known to, you got these service dogs and animals, and you know how that works with people's emotions, and animals are just wonderful. And I just wish humans could be more like that, and not like the apish antics of the bullhorn bully. But you know, I was just thinking about that. And isn't he the one that volunteered to be interviewed by Megyn Kelly? Didn't he go on The View? Didn't he have ABC News in 2020 go to his palatial ranch and studio? And so I'm thinking, he loves that. He craves the limelight, sort of like Trump. Remember he used to be good buddies with Charlie Sheen, a total degenerate? And so he wants in on that Hollywood scene. But all of a sudden, they've turned on him. What would you expect? You thought you were going to get a fair shake? You thought they were going to love you, embrace you? Who in their right mind would go on The View? I mean, really? And who in their right mind would allow this media that you say there's an info war? Why would you allow them into your residence? Why would you allow them into your studio? Why would you spend days with them? Why would you break bread with them if they are the enemy? Same with Donald Trump. He calls them the enemy of the people, and some of them actually are. And then he wants to go on these shows. And then he wants to play patty cake and make nice with them. To me, it's you ignore them. You know, you're strategic in any messaging, any interviews that are conducted, any ways that you communicate. And sadly, when you have that celebrity mindset and that you crave the limelight, it does influence you, I think, in much more dysfunctional ways. So I have a real problem with that. But I'd love to see there be more clarity, more consistency in the messaging, and that Trump needs to get control over what's going on in that White House. And he's got to stop the turnstile from spinning. And he has to stop watching so much fake news and friendly news. Yeah, the Fox friendlies, okay? Get focused on these midterms. Get focused on your legal defense, because this witch has witchcraft. This witch has wicked powers that could harm not only you, Mr. President, but harm our country, harm the progress that's being made. You know, I really hope that that you can work enough in these rallies to get enough of these Republicans across the finish line and to preserve your presidency. Until we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue, putting America first, new world or dead last. The truth does matter. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Take care. Have a great week.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-M. That's 1-800-716-4879, promo code DON, D-O-M.